What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of KJ All Day. And I'm sure you guys heard the news by now. And yes, it is true. I am the new linebacker assistant coach / defensive quality control coach of the San Francisco 49ers. I am thoroughly excited. I am really, really happy for this opportunity. I'm really, really happy for the Niners organization believing in me, trusting me with their franchise, and competed against those guys since day one. My first ever NFL game was against the Niners. And I remember after that game, my dad coming up to me saying, "Man, you think you can play in this league?" I said, "Heck yeah, I know I can play in this league." It was going against the Niners. And here I am 13, 14 years down the road, about to be coaching for them. And so to Kyle Shanahan, to John Lynch, the 49er faithful, I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. It's going to be really, really fun. And to the fans, y'all knew this. Y'all know listening to me. Y'all know when I did my KJ's Corner, when I'm just talking about ball. This is what my heart is. My heart is in coaching. My heart is in building something special, teamwork, camaraderie, going through the ups, going through the downs, finding a game plan to be successful. Like, this is what I do. This is what I've been called to do. And even when I was a player, we used to have our Tuesday meetings. Who you think got the cowboy clicker? I'm running the meetings, telling guys what to see, what to look for, what this team does well, how we can expose them. I've been doing this since I was playing in the NFL. But to now actually put that coaching hat on, get that whistle, create drills, really bring out the best in anybody I come in contact with, I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll. And so get out there soon. Today's Saturday. Get out there soon and go to work. With the All Day fans, thank y'all. Last season was everything. Last season was amazing. Jess, we started in April, and here we are in February. What we created, the times that we had, the laughs with Josiah, Patty Daddy, Kat, Mohammed, like, we was really, really rocking hard this past season, and I enjoyed myself. I had a good time, Sunday night live stream, breaking down film, bringing on my teammates, Cliff, Doug, Jermaine, Tyler, Quandre, Big Red, me back, like, the list goes on and on with the stories that I brought you guys. And my goal for starting this podcast was to do just that, to tell our stories, to really express the truth, not no fluff that you see. This is a real truth, and it got me in trouble. It got my ass in a lot of trouble. But I know that y'all appreciated it. I know that y'all would resonate with it well. Y'all would, like, if y'all saw that I was fluffing, G would call me out. Y'all would call me out. And so thank y'all. I really do appreciate y'all. And to G Scott, just to let y'all know the real, this wasn't my idea. I think I told y'all this before. This starting this podcast was not my idea. G came up to me, said, "Hey man, you need your own stuff." And I'm telling you, man, the way you brought out the best in me, the way you challenged me, the way I was yelling at you, getting mad at you, vice versa, the laughs we had, like, I truly, truly thank you. You know, you mean the world to me. You was the first person I told about this new journey I'm taking. And, but I ain't gonna lie. I was like, man, how my dog Gigo received this news. But the way you received it, it definitely meant a lot to me. So, thank you for this past season. Like, man, we told stories that nobody ever heard. We talked sunflowers. We talked to Golden. We talked to, like, Jermaine. Like, we really talked about some stuff. and just brought it to the city. We brought it to the city of Seattle. We talked to Coach Carroll, Super Bowl. We talked literally everything. And this was really, really fun. Really, really fun. Breaking down film, setting me up for success. You said, KJ, I'm just going to throw up the lob. You slam dunk it. Boom. Did just that. And so appreciate you. To the producer, Money Mike, job well done. Job well done. I remember when I first sat down with Money Mike and Lorenz, they was a part of from since day one. Man, this gonna be big. This thing gonna blow up. We got the social media part, the long form content, the short. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What is long form? What is short form? But the way he worked tirelessly to edit this stuff up, to get it out on time, I was on his ass. Hey, Monday morning, 7 o'clock, what we got? And truly appreciate you, Money Mike, for what you did with the graphics, with the planning, reaching out to sponsors, setting up meetings, taking it to Super Bowl, this whole setup he created. And so job well done to Money Mike as well. And so, man, this is it's real, it's exciting, and I can't wait to get started. This coaching thing has been calling my name for the very longest, and I was fighting. I was like, no, what? But when God calls you to do something, you got to use your gifts. Use your gifts for the betterment, to make the world a better place. To use your gifts to impact people the right way. That's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm called to do. And my name is Coach K. It ain't Coach KJ. It ain't Coach Wright. Call me Coach K. That's what I'm rocking with. So I can't wait to get started, be a part of a championship culture, to bring get another Super Bowl to my resume, to climb that ladder. Like, I got big, big aspirations for what I want to do next with this career. And this is step one. And how long was that, Money?
Like 8 minutes.
Dang, that's just 8 minutes. I feel like it's talking about 30 minutes. And so just to address the elephant in the room, how'd this happen? How'd all this occur? Just know that in life, when you plan for something, you have this vision for something, like, God can say no. People can say no. Doors can get shut, right in front of you. And you got to look at it like, okay, no's not happening. What do I do next? Like, what does God have in store for me? And so just the power of prayer, the power of networking, the power of not taking no for an answer. Like, you got to find a way to move. You got to find a way to adjust. You go into it with a game plan. The game plan don't work. You can't sulk in it. You can't sit in your sorrows. What's the new game plan? How do I move and operate now? And so I've been mastering that my whole life. I've been told by coaches in high school, y'all know my favorite story. My coaches in high school told me that you making it to top Division I football, yeah, chances are slim. Don't even think about the NFL. And so I've always believed in myself. I always believed in what I'm capable of. And I know this next chapter is going to be phenomenal. Listen, phenomenal. And so it's going to be fun. Going to have a good time. And can't wait. Can't wait to get started. So to the fans, thank y'all once again for rocking with me this past year. G, Money Mike. We did it. We did it for a quick hot minute. And there's no telling what we could have took it, but for me personally, this is really where my heart is calling. So any questions, Money Mike? I told the producer to ask me some questions, because y'all know it's hard for me to just talk to a camera. But Money, what could the fans be thinking right now? What could they?
They're probably shocked.
They shocked and mad?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to the Niners.
Yeah. Well, there's no, really no reason to be mad, because I think that everybody that knows me knows my heart. I think everybody knows that People want me to be happy. You know, you guys want me to be happy, right? You want me to be in a good mental space, right? And so opportunity presented itself. Mm-hmm. Opportunity really presented itself, and it happens quick. It happens so quick. Like when you get that call, it's like, oh, it's like draft day all over again. Mm-hmm. Like draft money, I was like sweating. I was like, yeah. Sweating, dripping up money.
What'd you say? What was that phone call like?
Crazy enough to do this? Heck yeah, I am. I'm ready. It's been calling my name for a while. I know I'm well respected. Mm-hmm. Every time I played the Niners, that was like, if you go play any good game, KJ, this season, you got to play well against the Niners. And so just the NFC championships, the back and forths, the Monday night football, Sunday night footballs, reading those screens that they tried to run to George Kittle. Now, those are some good memories. Those are some good times. And so this isn't some, you know, vendetta move. No, this is a really cool opportunity. Really cool opportunity for me. So get out there soon and just get started. Get my little cubicle. Get some clothes. Get the family situated. Call mom, call dad, grandma shouting. Call the homeboys, everybody, my sister. Talk to the kids. You know, this is a journey, bro. This ain't just me. I got four other people that's lives are impacted as well. Got a dog. My dog's sitting right here. Got a dog about to go to the bay. But with the kids, oldest is in high school. Like, this isn't just coaching. Like, this is real life. Like, other people's mm-hmm. lives are impacted by this. And obviously, I want to put my family first. And I talked to my wife, like, she was supporting since day one. And I was like, man, you know, the hours. But she's like, babe, if you're in a good space, they'll be in a good space. She want to be super mom anyway. She really low-key glad I'm going to be gone for 13 hours out the day. I already know she is. Get your ass up out of here. I got it. I can hold it down. But so I truly support her. I truly thank her for her support as well. And so it's going to be fun. So what else the fans thinking, man? What else could they be? What could it be going through their mind? Okay. Yeah. This is. Did the media thing for 2 years. Did that for 2 years. Loved it. I really did. I loved my radio show with Brock and Salk. Thank y'all. We kicked ass these past 2 years. I love this podcast. I loved calling. I called one game. So I already know what I'm doing when I'm retired. When I'm retired from coaching, I'm going to call games. Because that was really, really fun. And so I had a blast with that. But it's time. It's time. It's go time. You know, third year retired. You know, what's next? This is what's next. You know, good fan base, good spot, close. Mm-hmm. Don't got to go way across the country. But who knows what's next for me? I'm going to do my best. As always, dedicate my life to this. And kick some ass. It's going to be good. Y'all, our producer looking real sad right now. He looking sad as shit.
I'm still shocked, but I'm excited for you. Yo. I think it'll be good.
Can they hear you?
Yeah, they can hear me.
They can hear you? Yeah.
Maybe what's next for the podcast? I mean, does it stop here? Is there...
We was talking about that before the show. Like we built something. Really did build something. Maybe take it to a company. Hey, we really built this platform. Like, we built this fan base. We said 40,000?
40,000 subscribers.
40,000 people are right here for you. They just want something real. They want something raw. They want something insightful. I think it's taking it to 710 and like, hey, 710, you got your radio show. Hey, 710, here's a podcast. You know, I know they want to get digital. They want to take it to a new level. You can have one big thing, but here's another layer that we have under our umbrella. Hey, take this to to the football field right after Instant Reactions. Instant Reactions. And so I think that'd be something really cool. They got a great personality in the building that could do it. I know a guy that could do it. Have interviews right after. I think it'll be a no-brainer, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the best next thing for it. To not let it just disappear. Mm-hmm. Rebrand it. Obviously can't be KJ all day, but rebrand it. Take it to a new level. So, yeah, I ain't want to take too much of y'all time. Just wanted to just share the news with y'all. You see me face-to-face here from me. I'm excited. Really am excited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And so, Coach K is coming to the sideline.
Hey, we're going to see you in Seattle, bank. Too.
Yeah.
When you come to town.
I'll be here. I will be here. And, yes, it's crazy. Like, do I be in the booth? Do I be on the sideline? Like, you know, get my linebackers ready. Like, getting them in flow state. Getting them in game mode. Like, it's go time. It's time to go to battle. And I've been in their shoes before. I know what they're feeling. I know what's going through their minds. I know how to, you know, push their buttons just to really just bring out the best in them. And so one of my favorite people of all time, Ken Norton Jr., 3-time Super Bowl champion in a row. I'm going to take a lot from him. I'm going to take a lot from Coach Kerr. I'm going to take a lot from Dan Quinn, from Gus Bradley, but create, obviously, my own style. Like, who is KJ? And I'm going to find that out. Real soon. I got to create my own style, have my own identity, my own personality. And that's why they brought me on, because they trust me, they believe in me, and they know I'm the man for the job. So Nick Sorensen, the defensive coordinator, familiar with him, went against these guys plenty of times, and so can't wait. So appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all. And the show was awesome. We're going to figure out how to keep this thing going, all right? Much love to y'all. I'll see y'all. Thank y'all for all the love and the support.